With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the center of the hockey universe, this is the Off the Post podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Post. I'm your host, John Mattis of Post Media. And on the line today, a special guest, Nick Suzuki. He is in Buffalo for the NHL Scouting Combine. He's a top prospect for the NHL Draft next month. Nick, what's up?
Nothing much, just hanging out in Buffalo, having a good time here.
Yeah, you're being kept busy, obviously, by NHL teams. What did you get up to today? Because you don't just go there to sit in a hotel room.
I started off pretty early in the morning with my first meeting with the team, and kind of only had four meetings today, so those, and then we had lunch with a lot of the guys and the teams, and they're kind of left alone for dinner to do kind of what we wanted. So that was kind of my day today.
How many interviews do you have lined up total? Because you're there for a few days.
Yeah, I have a total of 28 teams.
Wow.
Over the 4 days. Five days.
So what three teams are you not interviewing with?
I think it's Dallas, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
Interesting. You know, it's weird, though, because in the past I've talked to prospects who don't get interviewed by a team and then they get picked by that team for whatever reason. They didn't feel the need to have an actual interview. So you never know. You might end up with one of those teams.
Yeah, I think some teams will feel comfortable if they've already talked to you and like you as a player and know you. So it doesn't really matter who you talk to. They could end up picking you, so never really know with the draft.
Something that happens every year is prospects get asked kind of weird questions, non-hockey questions, maybe scenarios, pick option A or pick option B. And it's sort of a trick question that's thrown out there by NHL GMs or scouts or whoever. Did you run into any of that this round today?
No, to be honest, I didn't really have any tricky questions today, but moving on, I'm looking to see if something weird comes up, but today I didn't have any.
Okay, so let's talk about you and you know, why you're there and kind of the path you've taken. So I'm just going to bust out some basic info about Nick Suzuki. So you're 17, you're from London, Ontario, 5'11", 183 pounds. Patrice Bergeron is apparently your favorite player, and that's why you wear number 37. You're a center, right-handed, so kind of suits the Bergeron thing. And you have a brother, Ryan, who got drafted actually first overall to the Barry Colts, so not too far from Owen Sound. You guys are now OHL rivals. And also, I came across a little nugget that you're actually related to David Suzuki. So let's talk about that first. How are you related to David Suzuki?
He is my grandpa's cousin.
So
I think that makes him like my second cousin removed, I think.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. Have you ever met him before? Or
I think I was like a family reunion with him, but I was pretty young and I don't really remember it.
Okay, so you don't have any good David Suzuki stories?
No, unfortunately.
And then what about your brother? You know, he goes first overall. You went, I believe, 14th a couple years ago. Is he bugging you about that, how he's sort of the quote-unquote star of the family?
Yeah, I think it was kind of his goal to go ahead of me in the draft and kind of going up on me. So he hasn't really said too much about it to me, but I know he's really excited to go to Barry, and it should be a good team moving forward.
How about a hypothetical situation of, you know, you against Ryan, one-on-one, you got the whole ice. Who wins that battle if it's, I don't know, you guys have 10 minutes and it's whoever gets the most goals?
I'd probably say myself, but he probably might say something else. So, yeah, I think we've played a similar style, so I think it would be definitely close.
Yeah, from what I gather, you pride yourself on being a two-way player, and, you know, your numbers suggest that your goal scoring and your playmaking is somewhat even. You're a decent size, decent skater. How would you kind of break down your game, personal scouting report?
Yeah, I think what you said, I've tried myself on being a good two-way forward and sticking to a good defensive structure and moving up into the O-zone. I think I'm a really good playmaker, but I can also shoot the puck really well and just kind of take what's available to me if it's a pass or if it's a shot. So I think I use my hockey smarts to my advantage and just kind of get ahead of the play and anticipate what's going to happen so I can get there quicker.
So what draws you to Bergeron and adapting his number and just being interested in him? Is it because you want to be a player of his ilk?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the model of player that I want to be, and I've looked up to that guy for 4 or 5 years now. And you see him win gold medals, you see him win a Stanley Cup, so he's done it all, really, and it's kind of a guy you want to play like, and you want to be a winner as well.
Well, I think you're on the right track. So let's run through your draft years. So, you know, this was your second year in the OHL. You managed to score 45 goals, pretty good accomplishment right there, 51 assists. So you had 96 points in only 65 games, right up there, fifth overall in league scoring. I was talking to your GM, Dale DeGray, before we spoke here, and he said you're getting about 21 to 23 minutes a night. Did you feel like you had a pretty big workload, or was it just ho-hum, just another year at the rink?
I think I got kind of a bigger workload, but coming in, I really wanted to step up my game and take it to the next level. And definitely coming into the draft year, you want to do that and play well and get all the opportunity you can. So I really took advantage of everything that I got all year. Whether it was on the power play or penalty kill, I really did my best. And I was lucky enough to do both penalty kill and power play for most of the season. So that's kind of something I look forward to doing next year too.
Well, yeah, and you guys ended up in Owen Sound having the third best penalty kill and the top power play. So you must have been doing something right, I would imagine, if you were part of both of those units.
Yeah, I think our specialty teams did really well this year. The power play was working really well. And in the second half, I think we really picked it up too. So we had a lot of skilled guys in the power play. And Jonah would camp out in front of the net. And he did a really good job screening the goalie and getting rebound chances and putting them in too. And our penalty kill was really good. We were all able to block shots and be smart and just stick together in a four-man unit. And yeah, I think we got some good systems in place from our coaching staff, and it really helped.
Yeah, well, in general, you played with Kevin Hancock and Jonah Gadvajic, and you're all draft eligible, so there's a possibility that you all go in the draft, which would be pretty cool. It must have felt good to look around and go, you know, we have something pretty special here, and we can bring it back next year and potentially the year after. It was sort of a breakthrough year for you guys in terms of being a line.
Yeah, definitely. the three of us really found some chemistry, and I think we just help each other out. We each play a different role on the line and just gel together really nicely, and we all produced this year, and really, I think, blew away expectations for all of us and had a lot better depth than we expected. So moving forward next year, hopefully we get the opportunity to play together and even do even better.
If you were to pick one, do you think you're a better passer or a better shooter?
I think I'm a better passer. I think I can find lanes through feet, through sticks. I think my vision's up there with everybody in the draft. So I think for me, I'm more of a pass-first kind of guy, but I'm not as good to shoot it.
Yeah, and you know, over the summer, it doesn't matter what age you are as a hockey player. If you want to be a pro, you got to be working on something. You got to be working towards something. I would imagine, you know, physically you want to get a little stronger. What about actual skills? Are you working on your shot? Are you working on your skating? What is going to be the focus of your summer?
Yeah, I think the focus on my summer is going to be getting faster, getting quicker. Kind of working on my first three strides of explosive starts. I think if I improve that and improve my overall skating, I'll be in really good shape to hopefully make the NHL in a couple of years, maybe three.
Yeah, well, you'd put yourself on the right track. And this year, if we go down your personal accolades, at the top of the list is you got in the OHL, you were the most sportsmanlike player, and then you actually won nationally in the CHL. So that was voted on by GM, so you got some respect from guys who are influential in the hockey world. And how did you react to winning an award like that as most sportsmanlike?
Yeah, it's definitely a big honor to be voted for the OHL, and then as a bigger honor to be voted for the CHL most sportsmanlike player. And I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't think about getting an award for having small penalty minutes, and just I thought being most sportsmanlike is kind of a mixture of getting less penalty minutes and just being a good player and guy that's well respected and just plays within the game.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone who's lipping off to the refs or taking 5-minute headshot penalties is going to win that award. So it's definitely a compliment. And I look back at your penalty minutes. So you had 10 over the year, which is like nothing. Well, you had 4 minor penalties, or actually, I guess 3 minor penalties, and then a double minor that was for a high stick. Do any of the penalties stick out, or would you contest any of the penalties? Did you think that the ref was giving you a hard time?
Not really. Just kind of hockey plays, and my stick got up high and cut the guy, so I got a 4, and some of the other minors that were definitely like, I think I had a trip. So I don't know, all the penalties that I got were kind of fair, and they were penalties that I thought should have been called too. So you can't really complain too much. The refereeing league gets really good. So
yeah, no kidding. I mean, 10 penalty minutes, that's almost a perfect run there for you, considering how many games you played. Another sort of prize or honor that you got was you were named Scholastic Player of the Year for Owen Sound. And just reading into things, apparently your favorite subject is math at school.
Yeah.
What draws you to math? Are you just good at it, or do you like it, or?
Both. I think just growing up, I was always kind of good at math, and I like doing solutions and solving equations, and it's just kind of, as you get older, there's a lot of new stuff, and I found it pretty interesting.
Do you know anything about advanced stats in hockey? It's sort of taken the industry by storm, and people are into it. Some people aren't into it, but as you, as a math guy, maybe you have an interest in it.
Yeah, I've read a couple of things about it and seen the different stats, but some of it I don't really understand. I have to learn more about it, but it's definitely something I'd probably look into moving forward and seeing if what kind of players have the best kind of stats and analytically.
Well, I can tell you, Patrice Bergeron is like by no word of a lie, probably the gold standard for analytics and advanced stats. Like, if people think that he on the surface is a great player, if you look below the surface, he's that much better. So you're looking up to the right guy in terms of that.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him being really high in that. So yeah, I think for me, I don't know what my kind of stats would be, but I'd like to see kind of where I'm at in that.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear about it when you get to the NHL level. I don't think there's any escaping certain criticism and maybe even compliments in that regard. So we'll see what happens there. And then let's talk about your team. I mean, the Owen Sound Attack had a fantastic year, actually a franchise best year in terms of wins and points. You guys were in the Western Conference, which is just a bloodbath in the OHL, arguably, or you could, you know, it's not even really an argument. It's the best conference in the CHL, and you guys were in a division with Erie, with London, with Kitchener, with Guelph. No easy wins there. I mean, Guelph's rebuilding, but other than that, that's a very tough division. Does it feel like, you know, you guys winning so much and having so much success, a little more is it a little more satisfying because you're going up against such stiff competition?
Yeah, I'd say so. We know we're going to be in a battle every night, especially playing in the Western Conference. We see a lot of the top teams more, but every game you play in the OHL is going to be a battle, and you got to play hard and to win every game. So on any given night, any team in the OHL can win and can beat you, so you got to bring your A game. But as a team, I thought we really kind of blew away expectations for us, and no one really gave us a shot until we actually they just saw us there in the top of the standing. So I thought as a team, everyone just bought in, did a really good job of playing hard and sticking to our game plan. And I think off the ice, we really gelled at a team, and it really helped us on the ice.
And then you lose to Erie in the Western Final in six games. You know, obviously a tough loss, but a while ago now, has it sunk in that you know, you guys lost to one of the best teams in the country? You know, Erie loses last night in the Memorial Cup final, so they went the distance basically. Is that a good thing? Do you view it as, oh, at least we lost to a really, really good team?
You never like to lose, and watching them is kind of, you want to get yourself to that level and be playing in the Memorial Cup final. So, to be honest, for me, it's kind of tough to watch that game, seeing two OHL teams going at it, and you're not one of them. So, moving forward, that's definitely a place I want to get, and that's going to be one of my goals and our team goals next year.
Yeah, well, in talking to your GM, he says he expects, you know, around 15, 16, 17, 18 guys back next year. So, you know, considering the type of season you guys had with a fairly young team, I think the future is bright for you guys in Owen Sound. And, you know, you have Ryan McGill behind the bench, who just won the OHL Coach of the Year as well as the CHL Coach of the Year. And then you have a goalie in Michael McNiven. I'm not sure what he's going to do next year, if the Canadians are going to scoop him up and take him away. But he, OHL Goalie of the Year. Does it feel like around Owen Sound in general, you guys, you know, should be able to pick it up next year and go for another big run?
Yeah, I think moving forward, that's definitely got to be our goal, is to win an OHL championship. So I think a lot of the young guys that we had last year really played a bigger role with the team, and they all stepped up. And if we have 17 or 18 guys coming back, we should be a really good team. And I'm really looking forward to getting the season started again. Hopefully we can do even better next year.
All right. So before I let you go, thanks in advance for coming on at the start of really game one of the Stanley Cup final. So I appreciate that. What's your cup prediction though? Who's going to win this series between the Predators and the Penguins?
I'm not really too sure. I think, I'd like to see Nashville win. They've got some guys out. They're really battling. They seem to be like a really close team from what I've seen in the last couple of days. But I think it'd be really good for hockey to have a championship in Nashville. But Pittsburgh's been they're the champ, so I think they're going to put up a real good fight too.
Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a series, and I'll let you go watch it now. Thanks again, Nick, for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.